In a small village nestled among the verdant hills of West Africa, where the sun kissed the earth with a golden glow, a young boy named Ibrahim Traoré played among his peers. Ibrahim was known for his courage and adventurous spirit, but none knew that within him lay the heart of a soldier destined for greatness. It was his mother, Mama Traoré, who kept him grounded with tales of wisdom and caution, often warning him of the dangers that lay beyond their familiar fields. "N.N. Ibrahim," she would say, her voice a soft melody woven with concern, "the world outside our village is filled with challenges, and not all who wander are pure of heart. Always listen to your instincts, and remember my words, for they will guide you when the shadows loom." N.N. On the eve of his 18th birthday, Ibrahim's curiosity about the world grew insatiable. He had heard whispers of a neighboring village where young men trained as soldiers, revered and feared alike. It ignited a spark within him, a longing to prove himself and protect his people. N.N. Despite his mother's consistent warnings, Ibrahim's desire led him away from home one fateful day. As he journeyed through dense forests and crossed swirling rivers, he finally arrived at the military training camp, a place buzzing with energy and ambition. The smell of sweat mingled with the scent of earth wrapped in the air, and Ibrahim felt a rush of excitement course through his veins. N.N. days turned into weeks as he trained tirelessly alongside other recruits, each striving to earn a place among the brave. He learned to wield a weapon, overcome obstacles, and master the art of strategy. But the thrill of the soldier's life soon dimmed when reality crashed down upon him like a storm. N.N. day, after a late practice, Ibrahim overheard a conversation between two veteran soldiers. They discussed a looming conflict with a rival tribe, delving into the dark, stark details of preparations for battle. The words hung in the air like a thundercloud, heavy with foreboding. N.N. fear gripped him, and in that moment, he remembered his mother's warning. She had spoken of the unpredictability of violence and how it often claimed the innocent in its greedy embrace. Remembering her face, filled with love and concern, his heart raced, torn between loyalty to his comrades and the instinct to flee back to safety. N.N.'s days bled into one another, the tension escalated. The camp buzzed with whispers of impending war. Spies from the rival tribe were reported close by, and soon, the call to arms would sound. Ibrahim paced the barracks, wrestling with himself, knowing he had to make a choice. NNTHAT night, the moon stood watch over the camp, casting silvery beams upon Ibrahim's anxious face. He sat alone, recalling the hearth of his mother's home, where stories of courage and love intertwined. The warm glow of her embrace felt like a beacon guiding him back. But would it be seen as cowardice? Would his friends understand? N.N.'s dawn broke, Ibrahim found himself at a crossroads. To stay and fight or to abandon the fleeting bravado, he grappled within. The echo of his mother's voice, sweet yet stern, turned into an irresistible chant, urging him home. And finally, with a resolve as sturdy as a mountain, he made his decision. N.N. sneaking out of the camp just as the first rays of sun lit up the horizon, Ibrahim ventured back to his village. Each step felt heavy, but his heart was lighter, unburdened by the weight of imminent peril. Upon his return, Mama Traoré sensed her son's presence and rushed to greet him. "N.N., Ibrahim, you return." Her voice was a choir of relief. Tears glistened in her eyes, and she pulled him into a tight embrace. "What brings you home, my son? Did you hear something?" "N.N., yes, Mama. I heard the call to war, but I also heard your voice. I could not ignore your wisdom any longer," he replied, his voice cracking with emotion. "N.N., that moment, Mama Traoré understood. She did not chastise him for leaving. Instead, she held his gaze, pride and love radiating from her. NN, you have learned an important lesson, my dear boy. The might of a soldier does not always lie in the realm of battle. Sometimes it takes more courage to walk away from conflict when it's right to do so. You are still a protector, and your heart will always guide you. True. NNTHAT evening, the village gathered as news of an unexpected truce spread. Witnessing Ibrahim's bravery and the wisdom he embodied, the elders reverently marked it as a true victory. Mama Traoré mirrored their pride in her son, her warnings transforming into a legacy of wisdom that would resonate through generations. NN from then on, Ibrahim became not just a soldier in the physical realm, but a soldier of peace, a protector of the stories and lessons nestled in the hearts of his people. His mother's words, once taken lightly, turned into a guiding light for many, reminding all to heed the cautions of the heart, for they might just save a life. N. Nanso, the tale of Ibrahim Traoré, and his mother's warning, became a legend, echoing in the winds of the village, inspiring countless others to find strength in wisdom and peace within themselves. Ibrahim Traoré's journey was a testament to the profound impact a mother's love and guidance can have, shaping a warrior who would wield not just a sword, but the power of understanding and compassion.